This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Welcome to Fully Charged Recharge.
Hello, how are we?
I have a feeling I'm not going to have much of a voice tomorrow.
Yeah, you're kind of starting to sound like Aisling Bonner.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Nodes and the issues with the nodes.
Yeah.
No, it's just more that this morning, Grant, it was a bit husky. Obviously, when you have a bit the touch of a cold, as you kind of wake up and all that, your voice warms up, it might be gone a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's not as bad now. But I feel like I've exhausted it today.
Mine is so sore. Like, I can't swallow just like saliva without it being like, ugh, that's
a bit more
painful.
Of an effort. Like,
oh, it's so painful. I can't.
A bit more of a gulp.
It's really grim. I hate being sick. Why has no one found a cure for being sick?
And you know what the thing is as well? I feel like when it's something like just a cold or flu, people have no sympathy for you.
No, they
they're
don't
like,
care.
It's grand. And then it's only when they get a cold, they're like, ah, it's actually so debilitating.
And they're like, where's my sympathy?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you didn't give me any.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. The man flu is a real thing.
Well, I don't know. I'll never be a man in this world, so I'll never fully understand it.
I just think it's... Well,
I think that men struggle with sickness a lot more than women, and I think that's fair enough.
I think they do.
That's a fair enough comment.
I think we do, but the reason being is that we're not as used to pain as women. Because yous get, like, pain every month.
Mm.
And yous get, like, kind of ill every month.
Mm. And I saw someone say this the other day on Twitter, and it was, like, so true. 1 week of the month... You're PMSing.
Yeah.
1 week of the month you have your period. And then 1 week of the month you're ovulating. There's 1 week of the month that you just are left alone.
You're just being your own person.
Just it. 1 week of the month.
Get your buzzing for a thing, are you? The change.
Can't wait. Can't stand
this. We're ready to go. Go. It's showtime. Showtime.
Body charge, Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's
go.
Three.
Go.
Two.
Go.
One.
Woo. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, Emma? You do not sound great today.
No.
What's going on with you?
Oh, lads, there's been a cold making attempts for about 5 days now. And you know... And
you think it's grasped you?
It's grasped me. It's in me now, yeah. I can feel it down there in my throat.
It's giving vibes. I'm just WhatsApping you here. It's giving vibes of Marge Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
So here
it is, actually.
Here are some Marge Simpson's quotes.
Oh, brilliant.
Could you please do your best Marge Simpson impression, please?
Oh, yeah. Famously, I'm excellent
you
at impressions
really good.
On this show.
Do that first one there.
Having three kids really slows you down.
Oh, God, I'd say that really hurt,
yeah,
didn't
that
it?
Wasn't actually very... That wasn't
great. Do another one. Don't strain yourself now.
Will you take one of them, because you're better at that, and then I'll know what I'm doing, kind of.
Just let me catch my breath.
Just let me catch my breath.
That was a really good Marge
Thank
groan.
You.
She does that. She's
Having three kids really slows you down.
Yeah, sorry. It's going to be a long show. I swear, I was so sure I was after getting away with it.
Yeah.
Because you know, it kind of starts with a bit of the nose going on. Then you have a little bit of a funny feeling in your throat. You know, when you're swallowing and there's a bit of a horrible taste.
Yeah, awful.
Sorry now, but you know,
no,
everyone knows that feeling. And then it kind of wasn't developing. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, crap.
And what's the story? Did you do some stuff yesterday?
No, as I said,
you
I
were lazy
it's just
as well
been
yesterday.
Trying. I had a pretty lazy day yesterday.
But you know what?
Didn't
Why don't we compare
amount.
Laziness in a minute?
Okay, we shall.
And we'll see who had the laziest day because, oh my
Perfect.
God, I'm in bits as well. This is going to be
well,
fun.
Well, it's Marge and Dave with you this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hit music now. It spins fully charged, recharged.
So we were talking about how lazy we both were yesterday because I know you're quite run down and I'm in bits. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm actually fine. Like, I'm genuinely grand. It's just I have tonsils are very swollen. My right tonsil is very swollen. My right gum is very swollen. And my right gland is very swollen.
You've been trying to fight off a cold for all week as well. I've been seeing you with that throat spray and stuff.
But it's so weird because I feel absolutely fine apart from that. But these just three things are just taking it out of me and I'm wrecked. I can't do anything. I can't go to the gym. I can't walk. I can't go anywhere.
You and I both kind of said yesterday, what's the plan for today as in after work? And in fairness, let's be good now. We've been very good for the last few weeks.
We
a lot,
have
a lot
been.
Of exercising
yeah.
and keeping ourselves busy. But we both kind of said, yeah, it's a bed day.
It's a bed
it's
day.
A bed
and it's
day.
Been a while since we had a bed day,
yeah,
to be fair.
I actually
you know
said to Callum this week, I said, I haven't felt like this in ages.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, oh, just get me to bed.
Honestly.
And now I know why.
Yeah, well, there you go. It was just, we're just run down. We worked so hard, Emma. We work so bloody hard.
And it's just that time of year. The seasons are changing and the weather's changing. Lads, you know the clocks are going back this Saturday night?
Stop. Is that happening?
Yeah, that's this weekend, you know.
Oh, for
I think a lot of people are feeling like us right now.
Yeah, they are, I'd imagine. So I have this thing. It's like a wearable fitness device, right? It's called a Whoop. And I know, Emma, you have an Apple Watch.
Yeah, you're mad into your Whoop, Ailey. You love your snooze stats.
Yeah.
And all the time.
So it's just like constant stats. So if you don't know what it is, it's basically the thing goes around your wrist like an Apple Watch, but it doesn't have a screen. But it monitors your heart rate, your respiratory rate, your skin temperature, blood oxygen levels. It tracks your daily activities, all your sleep, everything. Right?
It's very addictive, isn't it?
It's really, because you're constantly looking at your thing, and like it'll also give you a recovery every day. So today I'm 50% recovered, whereas yesterday I was 24% recovered.
Oh, sugar! So that's based on your sleep, is this?
It's based on your sleep and what you eat and how your body has reacted to you doing workouts and things like that.
What's the accuracy of it? You know,
it's really, really accurate.
Yeah,
it's incredibly accurate because it gets to know you over a couple of weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been wearing it for about, I'd say, 3 weeks now, about a month. So it knows me quite well. So it tells me things like, and I went through what it tells me versus what the Apple Watch tells you. So just to see what they have in common, right? So average heart rate.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I want you to tell me your average heart rate.
My average heart rate yesterday was 102.
102. Mine was 54. So that's pretty much half of yours.
God, you're like just lying there.
I really am. Now, the other thing is that what the Whoop does is it monitors your HRV, which is heart rate variability, right? Mm. Apparently, the higher it is, the better. Like a couple of weeks ago, mine was 106, it was 99, it was 97. Yesterday, it was 25.
You didn't go to the gym yesterday, though.
No,
that's the
difference. I didn't go to the gym. You're right. Steps yesterday. How many steps did you do?
I did 13,207 yesterday.
13,000 is very good for someone who is sick.
You know what it is? I was just running around town, I was doing a few bits after work, and then I went for a little walk last night. Yeah, I'm surprised by that myself, actually, looking at it now, yeah.
So I did 7,935, and I'm like, that sounds like a lot, because people are always like trying to get their 10,000 steps in, aren't they? Like, but I did nothing yesterday. So that is literally just me walking upstairs, or, like, to be fair, I did forget a lot of things upstairs.
Yeah. And I find as well, you know, the way before you got a tracker or watch, and you'd be, me and Ashley might be chatting steps with Callum or something, and you'd be like, sure, I know what's on my phone. But your phone doesn't pick up half as many as what you're actually doing.
No, it 100% doesn't. I feel like this is definitely more accurate. And lastly, what have you got? What about your sleep score? How was your sleep score yesterday?
I didn't get a sleep score, but I got an average amount of time I was asleep.
Oh, yeah. How much
last
you got?
Night. So I was apparently asleep for 5 hours, 13 minutes.
Nice one.
Yeah,
I got
sexy.
3 hours and 42 minutes.
What?
I know.
Seriously?
So, like, that's like, I think that's just like actual like rest.
Is that what qualifies as actually something that is going to make you recover?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because sometimes I look at the old Apple Watch one and I'm like, I was asleep in bed at 10:30 and I don't feel like I was awake for that long.
It's so bizarre.
After like 5:30.
So I think what it's actually doing is telling you your sleep from like, in terms of like how much actually recovery you would have got from
sleep
your
sleep. Good for, like,
sleep that's good for you and not just like, oh, your eyes are closed and you're like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Nothing like that. So
you were lazier than me yesterday.
I was lazier than you yesterday, but I feel like you're sicker than me. So that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, I know. It's probably not a good thing.
But I hope you feel better.
Thank you very much.
And
I haven't done a tap this week. There's been no boxing. There's been no running. There's been no
I'm going to try staying the hundreds step count today.
No, get up there. Get up there. It feels good.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I haven't flown long haul very often in my life.
A
few times. I can count on one hand how many times I've done it.
What is long haul?
Out of Europe. I haven't been
out of Europe
much. Like, I've been to the States once and I've been to Southeast Asia twice, which is really good going. I'm only 31 and I feel very lucky. But I'm not really used to their systems. I'm used to Ryanair and Aer Lingus.
Ryanair.
Mainly Ryanair for me as well. So I really did appreciate the system that they have in place when you fly from over to America. And what I noticed, this was new to me over the summer, was that they call you to board via zones rather than like what zone of the plane you're sitting in.
It
makes
so
perfect sense. Rather than all of us piling up to priority who could be sitting at any part of the plane. And then you've got obviously hassle when you're trying to get your bag up and you're blocking, the people are blocking the row and all that.
Do you know why apparently they do that?
Why?
It's for balance of the plane. So if you fill the entire back of the plane first, it's going to tip.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why they do it, apparently.
That's why they do it at random.
So the people that are boarding first are probably the people sitting in the front in the fancy airlines.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Cool, so the bigger planes can handle it.
Well, they'd be sitting at the front, so it wouldn't tip over at the front.
Oh,
it would tip over at the back.
Because
the wheels aren't at the back.
Interesting. I didn't know that. But listen, back in 2018, a study was done by London Stansted Airport and saying that the top 10 annoying passenger habits at the airport, and number one, what came out on top, was these queue jumpers. So people who their zone hasn't been called, but they insist on jumping in the queue and throwing the whole system off for everybody involved.
You'd notice though, wouldn't you?
Like, yeah, you would, clearly, and it's embarrassing.
When you get on the plane, when your thing is called and someone is already sitting in row 20 and there's no one else on the plane.
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
We know you've jumped.
You're a divil.
Yeah.
And also, why would you bother? You'd be better off just sit in the airport waiting to take off. I just don't understand it. But anyway, people are funny. American Airlines, they have a new system that will see a loud sound played for passengers who scan their boarding pass at the gate if they're boarding in the wrong group. So this is like public humiliation.
Love.
Do you know what I mean? It's going to be clear to everyone in the queue that you've done this. And they're testing it out in some airports already. A spokesperson saying the new technology is designed to ensure customers receive the benefits of priority boarding with ease and helps to improve the boarding experience, etc.
This is amazing.
I have some suggestions for American Airlines in terms of embarrassing sounds or grating sounds or sounds that might induce anxiety for those rule breakers, okay?
Okay.
And then naturally, those who follow the rules, there's never any rewards for the rest of us. A nice pleasant sound when you actually board, when you're meant to board.
Yes, okay? I like that.
So we'll start with the unpleasant, right? You're not in that zone. They look for zone B. You're in zone F. But up you go when you get this.
Someone blowing their nose.
Someone blowing their nose.
Yeah.
Ideally, actually, it's a better sound effect of someone like with the snottiest nose of all time.
I used to work with someone who used to do this all the time.
So did I. Oh. I used to work with somebody before who, even though, and don't get me wrong, I'll blow my nose in a hair, but if I've one of those like nose situations where I know you're going to hear the gunk.
Yeah.
I'll go and do it privately.
You got it,
and you could hear I was like,
I'll go across the road.
I'm going to get sick. However, if you're behind that person in the queue and you've behaved yourself and are meant to be in that zone, you might get a nice satisfying sound like this. You're welcome.
Very good.
What's that guy's name in Moana?
Maui. Maui, is it Maui?
Yeah, is that her dad? That's Moana's dad.
No, it's her friend.
I need to watch the movie. Anyway, here we are. Okay, so again, the person behind that, you shouldn't be boarding yet. You deserve a bad sound.
Oh.
That is the whine of a dachshund.
Oh, is it?
An irritating sound.
See, that's how bad my car is, that it sounds like my window wiper. I thought it was squealing along the window, and I was like, oh, that's tough.
That's awful as well. Again, then, a reward for the person behind that.
Imagine you scan your boarding pass and you hear that. It's gas.
Again, the person behind that person has been a bad boy.
Oh, that's the worst one. Oh, that's bad.
Actually, that would punish the rest of the queue as well.
Yeah,
I don't think their phone is ringing and get an anxiety burst.
That's awful. Or just
unfair.
The alarm tone for me. Ugh.
And then finally, American Airlines, if you're listening, maybe something positive for the good ones.
Oh, yeah, nice little fire.
Just kind of make you nice and relaxed before you board a big plane.
Yeah.
Listen, we're great for the suggestions on the show. I hope someday some of these people are listening, you know. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. We were just chatting about American Airlines. They're testing out some new sounds, essentially, if you try to board the plane too early and it scans your boarding pass to reveal that you're not meant to be boarding yet, pal. It might trigger kind of a nasty sound. And maybe it's just public humiliation and the other people in the queue. And basically, it's a deterrent, so you're less likely to do it. Florian was in touch.
I noticed this when even boarding a flight to Vancouver. Mm. They call your zones, right?
Mm.
But actually, when I go abroad, I skip the zones because when they scan your ticket, the ticket doesn't know what zone you are. So basically, they're just hoping that you're being honest. But I never am.
Florian.
You absolute devil.
Oh my God.
Our German listener, Florian.
Which is bizarre because Germans are so with the rules.
Oh, you're actually letting your entire country down there, Florian.
I
can't believe you.
I once was in Germany and went to go into a queue, into a line to go up to like pay for something. And I went underneath the barrier because there was no one else in the thing. And the guy made me go back under the barrier and go through the queue even though there was no one in the queue. They're mad for the rules. Florian is a little bit of a maverick.
Yeah, I know right now why he listens to Irish radio.
Yeah.
Telling those stories to German radio, I tell you.
You could not.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat.
The South Circular Road between Cunningham Road and St John's Road.
Cheers.
Thanks, Alex.
Alex, Florian's been back in touch. He's actually Irish but just lives in Germany.
Makes sense. Oh, that's totally
no
sense. Yeah.
Good, good
Florian's dead right. Fair
Thanks
play
for
to
the
you.
Intel.
I like it.
Didn't realize.
I like it.
Spins
fully charged. Recharged.
I would like everyone to watch a certain TV show before season 2 comes out.
Okay.
Because season 2 is coming out on January 17th, 2025. Right?
Oh, that's grand. That gives me a few months to think about maybe doing what you told me to do.
Now, the show is called Severance, and it is my favourite show of all time. So much so that I did a podcast about it with Fionnuala J last year, and we're going to do another one this year about the new series, right? If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it, because I'm not going to be talking about anything else for the next 6 months as soon as this comes out. It's going to be non-stop Severance.
This excites me greatly. This is all you're going to talk about.
It is. It's directed by Ben Stiller and Aoife McArdle, right? Aoife McArdle is from the north of Ireland.
Mm.
Ben Stiller is Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to be good. Adam Scott is like the main dude in it, who I absolutely love.
What's the premise of it? What's
the premise
happened?
Of it is you have this guy who goes to work, right, in a company called Lumen. But he doesn't know, when he goes to work, he doesn't know what he does on the outside. He doesn't know if he has a family. He doesn't know if he has friends.
He gets so consumed by the job that he forgets everything outside of that.
He's severed. So there's part of his brain. So as soon as he enters into the office, he doesn't know what he does outside. And as soon as he leaves the office at 5 o'clock, he doesn't know what he does for work. He just knows he works in this building.
That's kind of great, isn't it?
But he has absolutely no idea. So they put it forward as the perfect work-life balance. The only thing is that if you are someone who, when you go into the job, it'll feel like you've never left.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You go up the lift and you forget everything.
And you don't have consideration for anything outside of that too.
Exactly.
I.e. if your kid needs to be picked up from school, you're like,
you have no
have
idea.
A kid.
Yeah.
Okay,
you have
I'll
no
watch
idea
it.
If you've a kid, you've no idea if you've friends. This return, so season one is obviously out now. Season two returns in January. I am obsessed. It's my favourite show in the world.
Okay, how many episodes?
I think it's only 10 episodes
how
of season one. They're about 40 minutes long.
That's
but
okay.
They're gripping. They are absolutely gripping. So I definitely would recommend.
Is that Dave's thought of the day?
That's my thought of the day. I'm freaking out. The season two premiere, or the season two trailer just dropped yesterday, and it's like it's a brand new episode. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I've watched it like seven times.
No, me, don't like it. I don't like
any
violence.
I know you don't like violence. It's not really violence. No, it's more sci-fi. Do you know what I mean? It's more like kind of quirky and thrillery and a little bit dramatic, a little bit kind of weird, quirky.
It had me there for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it a go.
How are you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Hits Radio Live in Manchester.
Let's go.
Hits Radio Live happening Saturday, 23rd of November. We want to get you there. It's in Manchester. We also want to sort you out with your hotel, your transfers. It's honestly looking unreal. We're talking Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keane DeCrow, Jax Jones.
All performing on one night alongside KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora. Whenever you hear any of those artists play at Spin, WhatsApp is the word HITS 087 711 1038. Loads of chances to get yourself qualified all across the day here at Spin as well, not just with us. And you'll be staying in a gorgeous four-star hotel in Manchester. So as we mentioned, I think we heard from one of those artists this morning. Hello, David. It's Emma and David. How are you?
Hey, David.
Not bad, you? Not bad at all again, on.
Do you have a cold or is your voice just that deep?
My voice is a little bit deep.
Wow.
Your voice is pretty deep. God, it's even deeper than mine this morning. Wow.
You could do like a movie trailers, David. Can you say this for me really clearly down the phone? In a world of devastation.
In a world of devastation.
Oh,
get
very
this man
good.
A job.
Honestly, actually, I don't want to talk to him anymore because he will steal all of my voiceovers.
Yeah, like you sound like you'd be a great voiceover. X Factor,
yeah.
Et cetera.
David, you want to go to Hits Live, Hits Radio Live. Which artist did you hear on the radio?
Teddy Swim.
It's always Teddy Swim.
Well, it's not. It's a different song today.
Is it?
It's a different song.
Yeah, okay.
It's not Bad Dreams. What song was it? You know it. Doesn't matter if you don't because you've won it anyway.
I actually don't.
I
think that name up and I just know it's Teddy Swim.
That's fair. It's called Lose Control.
All right, listen, you're in that draw, simple as that, and hopefully it'll be you heading off to Hits Radio Live.
Hits Radio Live.
In Manchester on the 23rd of November. The best of luck to you in that big draw, David.
Congrats, Dahi.
Amazing, thank you very much.
Get a voiceover demo in. They'd love you in
100%.
Here. 100%.
Bye. Good luck, David.
Cheers.
Talk to you later. All right, you got to be 18 or older to enter the Spin Network competition. On all of the terms are on our website. Yes, David.
Is that it ended now? No more chances to win across the day?
Absolutely. Are you messing? Michaela Hayes is only mad to get more people qualified.
She probably has about 16 songs.
More chances to qualify after 10 o'clock. The draw happening on the 8th of November. The gig happening on the 23rd of November. So not long to wait.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like
Dave and Ashlyn. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hi there. Ooh. What's the crack? It's Thursday.
Thank God, honestly. Do you know what I mean? Thank God.
Thank God.
I feel like this week has really, really dragged.
It's really dragged, guys.
I felt like it's really dragged.
Yeah, no, there's something about it. And obviously, I think it's because you're going into a bank holiday weekend, isn't it?
Forgot about that.
Oh, yes. Oh, so next week will be a really short week. Do you know what I'm really impressed by? People who manage to remember you even slightly despite seeing potentially hundreds of people every day or every week. I'm talking about a particular waiter. He works in Toscana on Dame Street.
I saw
you know the restaurant?
Post, yeah.
He's just incredible. His name is Angelo, right? And I've been to Toscana probably, I don't know, over the years, 10 times probably. Okay. Sometimes with my friend.
I've never been.
That's amazing. Sometimes with like my mom when she's in Dublin, we go to Toscana. I've been there before with my auntie. But like these are like twice or three times a year over 5 years. Do you know what I mean? And I find it amazing because when I go in, I recognise Angelo. But yeah. Angelo deals with tables upon tables yes. upon tables of people day in, day out, week in, week out. And I walked in the other day and I was like, oh yeah, he's working, because he's just a fabulous guy and makes the whole evening so entertaining. He's very personable and very friendly. And I was like, he's not going to know me or whatever. He's not going to have a clue who I am. And he walked over to take our order and looked at Jack and said, first time she's ever been in here with a man.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? And then he brought us over a little drink to celebrate the occasion and said, how's your mom? How's your friend? I remember you were in with her last year for your birthday and you sat over there. He had it all. I just think that is incredible.
See, like for Emma, this is like so nice. But for me, I'd be like, creepy, stop.
No.
Why do you know me?
I love it. And it probably is like that with everybody. It's so personable. You know, like if you're even a receptionist
yeah.
and people are coming into you day in, day out and you pick up and remember little things.
And it means so much to people as well.
Oh, I buzz off of it.
Yeah.
I feel like you're at home or whatever.
Yeah,
I love it.
But you will never go to another restaurant ever again. You'll have to eat in Toscana for the rest of your life.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, give me that lasagna all day, every day. But you know what I'm saying? I just think it's so interesting because you identify the person because you don't go there very often and they see so many other people they remember you. I think it's really cool. That's all I have to say on the matter.
We have a restaurant in Drogheda that we go to like every now and again, and we used to go all the time when we were younger. But even when we go now, it's been years when we go now, the owners will always come to us and be like, and how's, you know,
yeah,
this
so
and
cool.
how's work and how's this, that and the other. It's gas. Like, I love that personality. It's so, so
we
nice.
We need to be better people, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember people I met 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes you're like, who are you? Even yeah. me.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Morning.
Good morning. We also want to know, how much extra has your car cost you? We're talking parts, we're talking fixes, checks, labour, everything. Over the last, I want to say 4 years, and I know 4 years is a long period of time, but that's when I bought the car, right? And it's a 2013 Opel Astra. I love my car. I actually really think it's a nice car. It's just cost me an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
Non-stop. I had it for a year and the clutch went on it. That was 1,400 quid.
Yeah.
And then it's just gotten worse ever since. Obviously, there's little bits and everyone has little bits that happen to their car like over a period of time or whatever. But I just feel like I can't go 3 months without something happening and me going to a garage and me having to get a taxi back from the garage or like, you know what I mean?
That I know.
I hate it. It's so annoying. We're talking new battery cost me 100 quid. Clutch cost me 1,400. New bulbs and all that kind of stuff over the last couple of years has cost me about 50, 60 quid. Paint job, because I scratched it, to be fair, that was my own fault, 400 quid. Hole in the engine, didn't even know that was possible. They build better engines.
And I'm like, what do you mean that cost me money? Like, make it, that's the manufacturer's fault. Don't give me a dodgy engine.
Exactly. That was
in
about
the first place.
500 quid. And exhaust pipe, like the actual exhaust out the back was fine. It was the pipe, like, underneath the car.
Oh, you sounded like a boy racer at 6 o'clock in the morning going around Dublin for a while.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I could hear you coming from Camden's.
Yeah, I was in a little Supra or something. And then I've wishbone bushes, whatever the hell those things are. I have to go and sort them today later on in Kimmage. So, yeah, there's just a lot going on with my car. So, one, how much extra has your car cost you? And two, do you want to just give me a free car? Because
yeah,
that'd be nice.
That'd
yeah,
that'd be nice.
0877 111 103. I'm open to both. Yeah, how much extra has your car cost you? Let us know.
Get in touch, let us know. Yeah, I saw a meme doing the rounds on Twitter a few weeks ago, and it was like, don't ever get too comfortable or think your life is going well. An error light could come on at your car any day now, right? And you know when that happens?
Yeah.
My car hasn't been serviced in a year. It's time to do it. And it is freaking me out. It is. Actually, do you know what, Dave? We're going to book that in today because, you know, something will go wrong. It's kind of been going too much for me.
What, your engine light?
No. As in, I need a service. It's been ages.
Okay.
But I remember when I was in school, I used to drive this old little Clio. my granny had passed down, but it was like really, really old car, but it was absolutely the most perfect runaround when I was in school, and I absolutely adored it. And I rode it off one morning on the way to school on black ice.
Mm.
And I remember being devastated. I lived in the countryside in the back and beyonds. No such thing as a bus or the Lewis or anything like that whatsoever. It was my freedom, that car. And I was devastated. I think the repair job was about 800 quid and I'd say the car was worth two.
Yeah.
What I mean? And I did it and I saved for it and I did it, and getting back behind the wheel of that car, I was like, thank the Lord. But financially it made absolutely no sense to fix that
it's
car.
Always the way.
I
feel like
that's the biggest sickener, when you know you're fixing a car and you're literally paying what the car is worth.
Yeah, but you see, I don't understand this. Like right now, it's coming up to 8:15, right? There's people on the M50 right now listening to us.
And there's someone probably changing a tyre. I'm so sorry for
There is that, but I'm also thinking there's people on the M1, there's people on the M50, there's people in town, there's people wherever driving now, and they're probably in these lovely, like, Tesla looking cars with the screens and, you know,
why are you listening to us?
But I'm like, how do you have that? Like, how I spent so much money on a 2013 car 4 years ago, and I'm like, oh God, I hope it doesn't break because I'm going to have to spend another like loads of money.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you just sitting in a lovely Opel Insignia 2022? How is that possible? I think people are just better at buying cars than me. Do you know what I mean? I'm worried about that.
Okay.
Because I'm like, How are you affording that? That's crazy. Maybe people have better jobs.
That's one to consider. Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe I need a better job. Anyway, how much extra has your car cost you? 0877 11 103. Voice notes are welcome on this.
By all means, have a little rant this morning. It's a tough thing when it happens.
And give us free cars too.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
So we're talking parts, fixes, checks, labour. My car has been acting, you know, the beep for a while. Yeah. That's another sound it keeps making as well.
I just remember the thing that I was told a year ago to keep an eye on that might cost me something. A timing belt.
Oh, not the
That's
timing
something
belt.
On the list. My dad said you get no change out of €500 for that now, Em.
Very annoying. But yeah, we're talking, I have had to get new battery, clutch, new bulbs, paint job, hole in the engine, all that kind of
it's
stuff.
It's just when you think you have your life in order.
Yeah.
That
and then boom, there's
out,
the
yeah.
light. Yeah, there's
right
the check engine.
Right before Christmas,
yeah.
Lovely. Emily was in touch.
I literally woke up this morning, started my car and sent this picture to my uncle. He's a mechanic. I was like, the helicopter light is on my dash. He was like, what do you mean the helicopter light? And I sent him the photo. He was like, yeah, there's something wrong with your engine, Emily. I'm like, oh great, there's nothing worse than a car expense. I try to ignore it,
yeah,
but obviously it has to be done, keep the roads safe and all that jazz.
I get you, girl, 100%, but it's nice that you have a relative involved.
I'm looking at the helicopter light. It does look a lot like a helicopter.
What is
engine.
It?
It's an engine light.
Oh,
it looks like a helicopter.
Excellent. Paula is standing by. How much extra has your car cost you, Paula?
Well, I financed over 6,000 2 years ago.
Okay.
And now the car's only worth about €3,000.
Oh,
and I've spent about $2,500 on repairs.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Gosh, that's awful.
I know,
I'm saying that because I haven't had a recent instance. I'm probably going to jinx it now. No.
Oh my God, I know. I'm only finished on the finance, but yeah, it still cost me about that much.
I know, yeah.
In what period of time, like how much has it, like in the last 6 weeks, in the last 12 months?
Well, in the last 2 months, I've had to spend €1,500 on repairs over an MCT fail.
Yeah.
So that was like ball joints, intercooler pipe.
Right.
Starter motor, you name it, like it just, everything went. But I took it out of the garage with over 205,000 kilometres on it.
Right.
Hey, yeah, so it was high
I'm
already.
I'm just a girl. I didn't know anything about mileage. I took it out of garage, excited to have it, so. Yeah.
Girl, I am with you. When I was looking for my new but second hand car, everyone was like, Emma, that mileage is very high in that car, and I said, oh, but it's white and I like it. I'm just
a
girl.
I don't know how, but the car's on 307 miles now.
My God.
So.
Yeah, definitely time for a new car.
I know, don't say that to her. She just spent the money on it, Dave.
No, he's right, but I could have spent more. I could have got €3,000 for the car and $2,500 for the repairs, like, get them, but what can I do?
For the second time this morning, we're just girls, you know.
We're just girls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we are just girls.
Yeah.
That's just such a terrible saying.
I know.
I brought a man with me and he stood there talking about cars to the car dealer and wouldn't even look at the car.
It's actually his fault, Paula.
Yeah, it's
his fault.
Definitely his fault.
I'm blaming him.
Yeah.
He should be with his time. me.
You tell him now to, you'll take the payments in five payments of 500, whatever, but he owes you the money.
Exactly.
It's his fault, yeah.
Paula, thank you so much.
I have car anxiety now anyway, driving around. I'm terrified.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
Get the bus, lads. Yeah. There's nothing actually wrong with it. Grand.
I don't know
what,
I'm so close to it. Very close to it.
Paula, thank you so much. Have a great day.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hate that we're spreading car anxiety this morning.
I know,
morning.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, Peter, how are you?
Oh, thanks.
Good. How much have you spent extra on your car, Peter?
$3,000 in the last 6 weeks.
No. Oh, Peter, what's wrong with it?
Clutch, flywheel, brakes, steering rod. Oh. I think everything just came up once.
Oh my God.
There was a million and one different things. So
was it an NCT situation that like raised all these issues? Yeah.
No. Well, like the flywheel was just something that was going anyways, natural wear and tear or whatever it was needed to be done. But the NCT was the steering. Tracking, brakes.
Nightmare.
It's
nightmare.
Actually just horrendously heartbreaking stuff. Every time this happens, I'm like, why don't I use my legs more?
Yeah.
Just walk.
Peter,
I contemplated buying a bike, to be quite honest.
Honestly, those e-scooters don't look so bad when the mechanic's looking for a $3,000 bill.
My God, that's insane. Peter, I'm so sorry for you. That absolutely sucks. Maybe time for a new car.
He's just spent $3,000 on us, would you leave him alone to get another few years out of it anyway?
Yeah, fair.
The NCT, the second time, or the third time, I was going to get a new car, but unfortunately it passed.
Okay.
You're like, Dave, I wanted to just break.
I just wanted to break so I can get a new car. I love that. Thanks, Peter.
Cheers, thanks.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. This person was in touch and wants to remain anonymous for some reason.
Bought a car in March 2024 for $9,000. Got it inspected by an engineer before I bought it.
Oh, no.
A month later, the engine started shaking.
No.
I've put $6,000 into it since getting it.
Oh, my God, you bought a go-kart.
Someone robbed you blind.
For fuck's sake.
Final thoughts. How much extra has your car cost you? 087 711 103. Playing the Olympia next month. That's Benson Boone and Pretty Slowly on Spin.
This morning we've been asking you, how much extra has your car cost you? We're talking parts and fixes and checks. Honestly, people are spending a bomb on their car that they already own. I hate the way people have to buy like all these parts and labour and things like that. It's so expensive. I'm just so jealous of people who are driving on the M50, the M1 right now in their new cars, their 2024 Audis or 2022 Toyotas or something with their screens.
Makes me sick.
So annoying, including Claire.
Sorry, but I'm one of them who sit in the brand new car. I get a new car every 6 months, so it costs me zero, and anything that happens I just order my new one, collect my new one.
Claire, you're barred.
The silence.
Sick of her.
Anyway. Girly quiz on the way in the show. If anyone's bothered, who cares?
Claire, I have never seen Emma's face like that before. Like, I've never seen Emma ready to hit someone.
Oh, Grant. The early quiz is on the way on the show. I'm minus Ashton this morning, but usual business ahead as we test Dave on all things girly each week. He is given three questions to contend with, but he's not fully on his own. He does have two lifelines. Ooh. One is the simplify option, and one is naturally where we need you. You might be familiar with this. If you're not, Dave has a phone, a female qualifier. Lifeline, it's essentially like phone a friend and who wants to be a millionaire. The questions are all girly things. You as a lady will definitely know the answers. Lads probably won't. So it's for the girlos. 087 711 1038. The word girly in WhatsApp if you're up for being Dave's phone a female this morning. And
please,
in it for you is a gorgeous Sculpted by Amy prize pack. The girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy, who've launched Lash Lift, their new weightless mascara for limitless lashes, available at their Grafton Street store. So if you are our phone a female this morning, you'll be winning a Sculpted by Amy prize pack, and you don't even have to get the question right.
I saw the prize pack on Instagram there the other day, the one Spin sent out. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice looking prize pack, I'll have to say.
Girly in a WhatsApp right now to get yourself registered, and of course the girly quiz is on the way.
It's the girly quiz.
Crap.
Make a mess in town. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome along, one and all, to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we test Dave on all things girly. He did himself proud in the last few weeks, got the hat trick, but back onto a losing streak now. Two wins,
two losses in a row.
over the last couple of weeks. The thing about the girly quiz is we ask Dave three questions each week, but we do provide him with two lifelines. One is the simplify option. One is a phone a female, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire-esque, say. And it's Niamh standing by to help you out this morning.
Deadly.
Even if Niamh doesn't have a clue of the answer to the question, if you turn to her, she will win herself a gorgeous Sculpted by Amy prize pack, guaranteed, because the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy, who've launched Lash Lift. It's their new weightless mascara for limitless lashes. Hard to say that.
Yeah, you always say limited. Very different to limitless.
Lashes available at their Grafton Street store. And the other little PSA before we launch into the girly quiz, in case you are new to this, the girly quiz has the potential of going pretty much anywhere, and we can't control our Dave when he talks about women. He gets really excited and he says all sorts of things.
Like a teenager.
Yes.
Oh my God, I just fucking love women.
Oh yes, so much. Oh, boobs. Yay. So listen, if there's little ears in the car, just keep your hand on the dial. Don't say we didn't warn you. You good to go?
Yeah, sure,
yeah,
why not?
Sure, why not? I suppose, yeah.
I'm doing this 2 years now at this stage. It's still, I get anxiety. Still the sweat on my palms forms as soon as I hear that.
Do you want to turn it louder?
Yeah.
Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week. Abstract, fishnet and polka dot are all patterns on what?
Abstract, fishnet, polka dot and what?
Are all patterns on what?
Was there only three there that
just
you said?
Just three.
Starting off easy. Easy, 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 easy. Not a bother on that one. They are all types of stockings / tights. Fishnet stockings. Do you know what I mean?
Fishnet stockings?
Fishnet stockings.
I wouldn't be familiar with them now.
Is that not what you call them, though? I'm pretty sure it is. But I'd imagine what you have written down is tights and what we say in the football world. Easy, easy, easy.
I'm horrified. One out of one for Dave, fair play. Callum.
See, the problem is, because when we don't have Aisling, there's no one here to be mean to you.
I know, yeah, so I get real confident.
Yeah, you do. Because I'm not as nasty as her on the girly quiz.
Also, she'd be ripping into you right now.
Also, like, Aisling doesn't ask those kind of questions. Aisling asks ridiculously tough, specific questions. It's great having her off.
Well, darling, we're only getting started. I'll wipe that smirk.
Easy. Shut up.
We love you, girly quiz.
We do.
Oh, girly quiz, we love you.
Send them both loads of abuse on WhatsApp. I'm on my own here. I'm outnumbered by men. Yuck. All right. Question two on the girly quiz, Dave. Dave, what is the benefit of using a hair mask?
Crap. Crap. A hair mask. I've only started to hear a lot about hair masks in the last couple of weeks, you know.
Oh, why?
Does I don't know.
Like hair masks?
I think mm-mm does wear a hair mask, but no, just in general.
What does the hair mask look like?
No idea. I think it's a cream.
Right.
The reason for it, I'd imagine, is for lift or volume or texture or one of those buzzwords. I'm not entirely sure.
Buzzwords.
I'm going to probably have to call in Niamh on this one. Yeah, I'm going to call in Niamh because I haven't a clue. I don't even know what the question is. What is the question again?
What's the benefit of using a hair mask?
Yeah, Niamh, what's the crack? How are you? Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Niamh, I've got 30 seconds on the clock. Tell me, in absolute perfect detail, what is the benefit to using a hair mask?
Okay, so there's quite a few. It can be for your damaged hair, kind of to hydrate it, help strengthen it, and it's great for like people with curly hair as well. Bouncy and shiny and all that good stuff.
And am I right in saying it's a cream or is it something that goes over it? Is it like a hat?
Yeah, so it's like a cream. It's like a kind of thick kind of cream, like a conditioner kind of.
Yeah,
a thicker.
And it would be slicked back, wouldn't it?
You could if you wanted to.
Yeah, am I not right in saying that? It's like you put it in, you slick it all the way back. All right.
Yeah, if you like, yeah.
Each to their own, is that it?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're into.
Well, I'm going to go for hydrate and strengthen and even repair. And that is my final answer. I'm going with Niamh. I believe her. I believe.
Well done.
Yeah! Niamh, unreal. Congratulations. You have won that prize back with Sculpted by Amy. And more importantly, you've got me into the third round and I could potentially still win. Thank you so much.
Damn you, Niamh.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys.
Have a great day, darling. Niamh. Good luck.
See you
later.
Bye-bye. Crap.
Bring Aisling back. Can you imagine now? I'm going to get a load of grief on this. I have no doubt.
I see you're going for the hat trick of loses for me. You want me to lose on this last one. I know this one's going to be tough. So I'm waiting for it. But no, and Aisling's not even back next week. So next week could even be a win as well. Who knows?
I take what you've said there and I will consider it for the next 7 days. Dave, question three for the win.
Come on.
A woman's breast size can increase by up to how many cup sizes when pregnant? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, that's humbled me, that one now. Mm. I feel like that meme where it's like in Love Island with it, where he's like, sit down. She's like, I'm fat. I'm sat down. I'm really humbled.
Yeah, good. A woman's breast size can increase by how many cup sizes when pregnant?
How many cup sizes?
Mm. Have you ever seen a pregnant lady's boobies?
No.
Right.
No, I don't know where I would see them. maybe in Spain on the beach.
Do they look bigger or smaller?
No, they're always bigger. I know they're bigger. I know pregnancy
makes them
bigger.
Why would they be bigger, actually?
Well, they're being filled with milk, I'd imagine.
Right.
Getting ready for arrival, you know?
Get ready to lact.
Yeah. Like the hotel breakfast in the morning. Just filling it up, just getting ready for the guest. I want to say 2 cup sizes, but is a cup size like... you could go from a B to a D. Like, yeah, is that a cup size?
That's what a cup is. Cup size is.
It could
be
one, but like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there could be no limit. I feel like people could have gone from one.
The limit does not exist.
The limit does not exist. Yeah, yeah. I feel like some people could have gone from an A to a B, or some people could have gone from an A to a
I said the question is the maximum amount.
The maximum? I wouldn't have thought there'd be a maximum. Do you know what? I'm going to have to simplify it. Will you simplify it for me?
Callum, will you do it? I hate doing that bit. My throat's sore.
Here we go.
Terrible.
Sorry.
Only joking.
Go on.
All right, Dave. A woman's breast size can increase by up to how many cup sizes when pregnant? Is it A4 or B3?
So 2 was wrong. Okay, but we've completely... This is still absolutely no help whatsoever.
Delighted for you.
2 or 3? That's my answer.
No, two or three. No, no. Your simplified options are 4 or 3.
4 or 3. 3 or 4.
It's
okay.
50-50 shot.
It's a 50-50 shot. I don't think it could go up 4. But again, you did say, like, what's the max? So it could go up 4. And I'd imagine there's someone out there in the world who has gone up 4.
I said the maximum according to a scientific website.
I think... No, there's no way it could go up 4. I'm going to say 3. I'm going to say 3. Final answer.
Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Bring back Aisling.
Yes! Come on!
Damn it!
We love your girly quiz.
We do! We love your girly quiz. We do! Oh, girly quiz, we love you.
Thank God Aisling is so far away, because if she was in Europe, she'd be getting on a plane right now. She'd be so horrified.
She's in Mexico, going shivers down her spine, going, ay, ay, ay.
Get your testosterone off this girly quiz immediately. She's definitely sitting there going, like, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Fine, a win is
a
win.
What a great day, huh? Happy Thursday, one and all.
The losing streak is over.
Yeah.
It's great.
Boo. It's a girly quiz. With Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Dash is Austin on your number one hit music station. This is Spin. Good morning.
Do you think there's much of a difference between Austin and Nashville? Because it kind of screams to me, cowboy hats, cowboy boots and yeehaw.
I don't know geographically how far they are from each other. Do you, Callum?
I'd imagine they're both like... to the internet. Well,
to the internet
I
we
know
go.
Austin is in Texas. But I don't know if Nashville is an actual state. People listening to this going...
They're thick. How thick are they? Bloody spin. Really go on, Callum. Thick.
Yeah, Austin is kind of down the bottom. Nashville is in the middle of the states. It's a 12-hour drive.
It's 13 hours on mine.
Yeah, so it's a fair way, but they both have those kind of country music vibes.
Yeah, so Austin is in Texas, but Nashville is Tennessee, yeah. So me and my housemates are going to Nashville next year, and we're like... Honestly, I'm kind of thinking maybe we go Austin, might be a bit cheaper. Everyone's going to Nashville these days.
That's true, actually.
It's getting mad expensive.
Probably country trip. Music, isn't it?
No. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
It's somewhere I would love to go.
But like, it's like country music, like America. Like, there's no Declan Ernie out there. Do you know what I mean?
Give me some Jake Carter.
Give me some Philomena Bagley.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Hi there, what's the story?
Good morning, I was just there eating my Cookie Crisp breakfast, scrolling on TikTok like a 5-year-old before school.
Literally, that is you.
And I came across this TikToker, her name is @LaurenLike, and she put up a TikTok that I completely agree with, and it's a conversation that I think may be a little bit of an unpopular opinion, but it's a conversation that needs to be had.
Go on.
We have enough people reviewing spice bags. That needs to stop.
Yeah.
That needs to end immediately.
Mm.
I am every single Irish TikToker I feel reviews spice bags.
Mm.
I can think of 7 off just the bat. Do you know what I mean? It needs to stop. There's some guys that do go out and like they're not buyers or anything, right? They go into these restaurants, they buy whatever, and then they set up a table outside and then they eat the food and they ask passers-by, right, what do you rate this chicken wing or what do you rate this? I kind of like that.
Mm.
But people who are just being like, I'm going to start a TikTok, I'm going to start reviewing spice bags, I'm over. I'm finished now.
Mm. You've had your fill.
Yeah.
Hi, Callum.
I really like your man who does I Love a Curry on a Saturday.
Love a Curry on a Saturday. Up the bows.
Yeah.
Nasty.
He's cool because his stuff is like absolutely crazy. Like he
makes me sick.
Biggest amounts of food and then the craziest sauce combinations. I think I started following him after he did a series called The 550 Sandwich Maker.
Yeah.
Where he used to make mad sandwiches with like noodles and then eggs and then tuna.
It's all for clicks though. There's not a chance this guy. I actually met Nasty. He's actually a really, really sad.
Yeah.
But like he's like I wouldn't want to like go for a meal with him. Do you know what I mean? Because first off, he puts about a liter of salt on everything.
Oh, yeah, the salt is a lot.
And he gets like, say for example, he'll get a spice bag and he'll get a curry sauce and he'll pour the curry sauce, the entire curry sauce over the spice bag, and then he'll get a sweet and sour sauce and he'll pour the entire sweet and sour sauce.
I've never tried it, but I kind of like that idea.
Ooh.
All right, do you know what? I take back everything I said. We need more spice bag reviewers. Actually, and producer Callum is going to be our next one.
Yes.
I'm really sad.
Love a curry on a Saturday night.
I've been actually, like, for the last year or two, waiting for the day to start my own spice bag review page. So I'm sad now. You've ruined my potential
future.
You just
need a niche.
Yeah.
Yours can be up shelves. There's a woman in New South Wales in Australia who was trying to rescue her phone between two rocks and she got stuck. And this story got me thinking that there's not many places I could drop my phone that I wouldn't spend a long period of time trying to get it back, no matter
100%.
What. 100%. Like, I'm so behind her. I'm
is
like,
she
yeah,
one of those
definitely.
People, is she one of those abortion people now who's getting grief for doing it?
Yeah, I think so. But mainly because,
right,
but like, to be honest, if I dropped anything more expensive than a tenner, I'm pretty sure I'll go looking for it.
And spend
hours looking for it.
And I think as well, there's always this kind of, you know, especially from an older generation of like, oh, you and your social media. It's like, nah, babe, that's like where I do my, that's where my bank is.
Mm.
That's where, you know, there's so many private things on your phone that like, it's beyond making a phone call or going on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
No, dead right. So emergency services were called following reports of a woman being stuck between two boulders. She'd slipped, fallen down a 3-metre crevice and was hanging upside down. Friends, how long can you hang upside down for?
Imagine all the blood rushing to your head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think I'd pass out after like 5 minutes or something, wouldn't you?
You'd imagine you would, yeah.
Yeah, but friends spent about an hour trying to rescue her but eventually called for help. Like, I'd be like, after 2 minutes, I'd be like, no, call for help now.
After 10 seconds, I'd be like, help me!
Yeah, no, but I'd be like, call emergency services. Like, if I get out before they arrive, grand. Like, but just call someone.
I've fallen between two boulders. I'm hanging upside down.
They've waited an hour to call her. But there's photos of the rescue mission, right? And all that are visible is just to the bottom of her feet.
Oh, bless
and
her. Just,
and I don't really know how she was stuck, but basically she was stuck in a tight S-bend. So basically it prevented her from being lifted out. She had to be kind of like manoeuvred out. So rescuers spent another hour trying to navigate her through the tight space before they could take her out. They used a special winch to remove a massive 500 kilogram boulder.
Wow.
So like it was a big job.
She
right?
was very lucky she was with her friends.
Yeah.
If she was on her own there,
oh, yeah, she'd
been a very, very different outcome.
So the paramedics said, in my 10 years as a rescue paramedic, I've never encountered a job quite like this. It was challenging, but really rewarding. I'd imagine it was rewarding because he got her out. But I'd imagine incredibly challenging. The New South Wales ambulance said the woman was safely freed after 7 hours with only minor scratches and bruises, but without her phone.
No phone, no phone. Oh, I did not even get the phone.
I'd be fuming.
I'd be like, listen, I know that there's other important calls you have to make, but get down there and get the phone while you're out.
And you're not good with a litter picker or something. Or give me, hand the litter picker down, I'll go back down. I'd be fuming if I lost my phone and something like that and I couldn't get it back. Like, I'd be the kind of person that, like, if I drop my phone down a gutter, I will ring the council to get the gutter up. Like, I will.
And I'll say I'll go down there myself, like one of the Ninja Turtles.
100%.
Like, no problem.
I've, like, I hate dropping my phone. I hate breaking my phone. Anything, losing my phone, I can't do it. I dropped my phone in tea once and it was the best. It was a cup of tea and I just went straight into the cup. And I remember putting it in rice instantly. I'm pretty sure it's still in rice to this day.
Is just, it's RIP, is it?
Yeah.
Gone.
It's just,
okay.
Every time I take it out, it's
just,
no.
This is a really random sentence, but all completely true. Marty Guilfoyle, who works here at Spin, I was on a canoe on the Liffey with him before. Can't remember the occasion. Very random. But we were canoeing down the Liffey and I was in a different canoe to him. And Martin had his phone out trying to take a picture or something and it just plopped into the Liffey. And I remember I was in a different canoe and I was like, we need to go back. And he was like, for what? You're not going to go down after it. And it was just like this instinct to go grab
it. Yeah, yeah. I would have that instinct as well. As soon as like it would drop in there, I'd be like, oh, grab. But it'd be like any longer than a second, I'd be like, I'm going to go in. But any if it was longer than a second, I'd be like, no, I probably shouldn't jump in the Liffey.
No, of course you don't. But your instinct is to go. Yeah. I've gone down into toilets after my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
done that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Once with a bit of wee in there.
Oh. Once with everything in there.
Oh, God, never. Ooh, David, hardly.
It's a phone. It's a phone. It's like worth like a grand. You're good. Just get in, get out, wash your hands.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Okay. But I'm just saying it would.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, very
It's worth
good.
A grand.
Do you know what happened one time? And how it happened was I had a wee and I had jeans on. And whenever I was standing up, I just kind of was putting the phone in the back jeans pocket and it slipped right in.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it was absolutely disgusting. But the phone did work again. And then I remember at the time, this is about 10 years ago, my family being like, how did you let that happen? 2 weeks later, my granny dropped her phone into the toilet, having had it in the back pocket of her jeans.
It's
and
so
I said,
funny.
Well, there you go
it's
now.
Such a weird thing to be smug about.
I know. Yeah, but
my granny dropped her phone then. What an idiot.
Now, though, this is a bit of you, Dave. Yelp, a site that's quite like TripAdvisor, has had to disable the reviews of a certain McDonald's in the States after a ton of kind of bogus reviews have appeared.
Oh, I'd imagine I know which McDonald's.
I'd imagine you would too. Well, of course, it's the McDonald's that Donald Trump visited on his campaign trail, should I say, earlier in the week. He used it kind of as a campaigning strategy and opportunity to work in a McDonald's after Kamala Harris said she worked there when she was younger. And it sounded like you had a great time. You, this kind of living rent-free in your head all week, I believe.
Got the salt on it. Never touches the human hand.
Very good.
And full.
Thank you.
I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job.
Mm-hmm.
I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Thank you.
I'm like,
these people do it for literal to survive. And he's just like, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, I might come back here again. I'm like, yeah, go work at McDonald's and don't struggle for presidency. Easy.
Hasn't touched a human hand.
But as I mentioned, the comments have been frozen after loads of reviews were just focusing on the visit. Some are pretty positive. I'll walk you through a few of them. So someone said, I've been to this McDonald's long before Trump came by and I'll keep coming long afterwards. Someone else saying, amazing service. Thank you to the fry cook. My fries were fresh and hot. He even fixed the McFlurry machine.
No way.
Did he?
Is there anything he can't do?
Wow, I think he should rule the world.
That's
he can
amazing.
Fix the McFlurry machine. The best McDonald's I've ever been to in 47 years, says someone else. The older employee was extremely nice. Make McDonald's great again. Bring back the dollar menu. Greatest McDonald's, someone else says.
It's called the dollar menu.
Yeah.
That's
like
weird.
The Euro Saver menu.
That's weird. Yeah. I never thought about that. Why did I also think that when you go to America, it's called the Euro Saver menu?
That makes total sense to me.
What is it? What's it called in the UK, Callum?
Pound Saver.
Stop it.
Oh my God, that is a bit weird.
That's so weird.
Someone else saying, excellent service, wonderful people. They've got the best people, in fact. Making fast food tremendously every
I think
day.
It's him writing the reviews.
Yeah.
Wonderful people. The best people, in fact.
And then, naturally, when it is someone like Donald Trump, some comments were not as nice.
Boo, don't be mean to Trump. He's a great man.
Really kind person, isn't he? Yeah, really,
Head screwed on.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. Okay. Someone else said, found sticky yellow hairs in my fries. They fell out of the head of an old man with orange makeup who was making fries.
Oh, no.
Someone else
saying, "What's this paprika on my chips?"
Fire that old man, cursing at the fryer. Employees seemed extremely angry and confused, like he didn't really know where he was. Someone else said the fries were too salty, as if someone who lost a major election had been crying over them for
Oh, I love that. Very That's well a great said, one.
Yeah. And finally, the guy working in the window refused to give us our change. He said he already gave it to me, but I could see it sticking out of his pocket. By the accusation. So naturally, to avoid any hassle, they've decided, let's just turn off
let's turn off
for now and see what happens next month.
Good show.
When is the date of the election?
The 5th of November.
That's so soon.
It is. Speaking of entertaining, we're playing a fantastic game. We're playing 1 second in the cinema. This is where we play you 1 second clip of a cinema, of a movie, sorry, should I say. And you guess that movie. You got to know the movie, though. I don't know the movie today. Emma does.
I'm surprised. It's my pick today, and the clip that you've been listening to sounds like this.
It's not you.
Really, really tight.
So
Sarah,
annoying.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm driving over to meet a friend for coffee.
Oh, very nice.
Beautiful.
Sarah, you listened to 1 second of a movie. What do you think? Well, actually, have a listen to the movie clip again.
It's not you.
Okay, what do you think, Sarah?
I thought it was the first Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh.
Do you reckon that's Hermione Granger, by any chance?
I thought it might have been her, yeah.
Yeah, very posh English voice.
Is she right, Emma?
I'm afraid it's not.
I'm sorry, Sarah. The only reason I knew it wasn't right is because I know those movies inside out, and that doesn't sound familiar to me. I still don't have a clue what it is.
Okay, Sarah, sorry about that, and thanks again for listening.
No worries, bye.
See ya.
Talk to you later. It's so nice to be in the rare position of knowing that others don't. Sean, what are you up to?
I'm just on the way to a new job.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations on the new job, Sean. Who starts a new job on a Thursday?
Oh, it's a lovely day to start off there for the weekend.
Yeah, that'd be cool. What's the job, Sean?
It's down in Dublin Port.
Oh, very
Excellent.
Good. Amazing. All right, well, Sean, you're listening out for this movie clip.
It's not you.
What do you think that movie is?
Is it The Parent Trap?
The Parent Trap.
Oh,
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Dennis Quaid, the big Trump supporter.
What an amazing film that was. I'm afraid it's not.
Oh, no. What a movie, though.
But
Sean.
I'm going to be watching that over the bank holiday weekend.
Great shout. Sorry, it's not right, Sean. Best luck in the new job.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
God, the Parent Trap was such a big thing that even to this day, when I even look at people's ear piercing, I'm like, oh, The Parent Trap, they did that themselves.
I actually, that lives rent free in my head as well.
Claire's accessories
with the ice cube and the apple and stuff and the needle. Oh, God, yeah.
This is a clip from a movie that has people stumped.
It's not you.
Gillian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Do people call you Gilly?
Some people call me either one.
Either Jill or Jilly or Gillian. Okay, fair enough.
Sister is like... My sister's bestie is called Gillian, and she has this rule where when she was in primary school, I remember her telling this to everybody, that if they were writing her name as Gillian with a G, but if they're going to write down Jill as a shortener name, like as a nickname,
J.
She'd prefer a J.
Oh, because then otherwise it'd be Gil.
Yeah.
The car salesman in The Simpsons. All right. Well, Gil, Jill, Jilly, Gillian, we are listening out for 1 second in the cinema. This movie clip sounds like this.
It's not you.
What is that movie?
Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones. Do you know which one?
Is it The Edge of Reason? It's definitely the first one anyway.
It's not you. Oh. You're lovely. It's Vile Richard. Oh, he's just a big pit with no...
What's her name again? She plays Bridget Jones. I can never remember her bloody name. Renee Zellweger. Oh, well done. Yes, that's it, exactly.
And a new movie in the works as well, which is so exciting. Are you a big fan?
Oh,
not really.
Oh,
no.
Great. Okay, just me then. Great.
But
okay.
I am of the cinema.
What's the last one? Gillian, or what's the last one?
Bridget Jones' baby.
So this would be Bridget Jones' teenager, maybe.
I'm not sure what the correct.
Oh God.
Interesting.
Listen, Gillian, thanks a million. You're off to the cinema on us. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Good luck,
you
Gillian.
Too.
Have a great day. Bye.
Loads of food for thought there for the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Parent Trap, yes, please.
Yes.
Bridget Jones, maybe start from the beginning. Have you watched Bridget Jones, Dave?
Oh, I've seen the first one, yeah.
Okay. Get on the whole lot. You'd love it.
Fume, I don't know. That's bloody clip.
Olivia Rodrigo, Deja Vu on spin. I need to go to the toilet so bad. I'm so sorry, but I will catch you tomorrow. I have Dave.
Okay, great. Fantastic. So Michaela's on the way, and she is giving you the chance to win passes to Hits Live. That is Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, King DeCrow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora. And loads of chances to win with her. And across the day on spin, obviously Steve Kay is going to be after her, and then Jamie and Shireen. We'll be back tomorrow live from 7 o'clock. Until then, have a fantastic Thursday. And I absolutely killed this.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.